It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. H.J. Heinz Company has announced that it is eliminating 600 jobs, including 350 in Pittsburgh. The layoffs come just 2 months after the company was acquired by Berkshire Hathaway and 3G Capital at the beginning of June for $28 billion. So what does this mean for the region, and will there be more layoffs? I'm joined now in Studio A by Justine Coyne, who covers manufacturing for the Pittsburgh Business Times. Justine Coyne, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
Heinz is a very profitable company. Should we be surprised that it is laying off hundreds of people?
The thing is, it is a very profitable company, but they paid a significant amount for it. With a purchase price of $28 billion, you know, in order to get a return on their investment, the new owners are going to have to get either significant growth or make significant cuts in their operating expenses. And you know, for a lot of owners and a lot of times for these type of situations, they choose to do both.
And so how big of a chunk with the 600 layoffs corporate-wide in Heinz worldwide operations, that's going to add up to what? How many dollars do we know?
The company hasn't disclosed how much that the layoffs are going to save them.
So $28 billion, though, you know, even if you add up, you know, all these salaries, even if it's $1 million per person, so $600 million, that's still not a huge chunk of that $28 billion, is it?
It's still not a huge chunk, but I think that it still contributes to – they're trying to get top-line growth, and to get top-line growth, they're going to have to make cuts.
You have reported the new Heinz CEO, Bernardo Hees, has a reputation for cleaning house.
Yeah, when Bernardo Hees and 3G Capital, whenever they acquired Burger King Worldwide in 2010, about half of the 600 employees in the company's Miami headquarters were laid off a few months following the acquisition.
So you have Heinz Senior Vice President of Corporate and Governmental Affairs, Michael Mullen, calling this a new streamlined structure for Heinz North American. Why does Heinz feel the need to streamline a structure? You mentioned, okay, they spent $28 billion, but to create profits going forward, how does this help the operation to have this more streamlined approach?
Well, I think part of it probably has to deal with the fact that they had their world headquarters was in PPG, and they had their North American headquarters in the Heinz 57 Center. So they are consolidating and bringing everything under one roof, and they've said that this will create a more open communication, more open area for them to really streamline things and to make things more efficient.
What about the symbolic impact of these cuts? I mean, Heinz has such a high profile in Pittsburgh. You know, I remember growing up here, that was that was one of the mandatory school kids tours, as you toured the Heinz plant, and you know, you got the pickle pins, and you got to take in the sights and the smells of the operation. So, and a lot of people work there, of course. So what kind of symbolic impact does cutting these jobs have for people?
It has a huge symbolic impact. You know, I was talking with Chris Bream, a regional economist at the University of Pittsburgh's University Center for Social and Urban Research yesterday, and you know, he said that the loss of 350 jobs isn't going to significantly alter the path of the region anytime soon. You know, urban areas like Pittsburgh go through a constant cycle of job creation and job loss. And there have been times where Pittsburgh has seen greater job loss at one time. But what does make Heinz significant and attracts more attention is that it has these historic ties. It's been an institution, and for so long it's uniquely ingrained into the culture and history of Pittsburgh. And so I think that, you know, people feel they have a romanticized history of Heinz. You know, I grew up in the area too, and I remember, you know, we lived in the South Hills, my grandparents lived in the North Hills, driving past and seeing the sign lit up at night. You know, people have this connection. They know people that have worked at Heinz over the years. Not to say that 350 jobs is not a lot. It is a lot to those families that have lost their job. But, you know, it has a much greater significant symbolic impact here.
And can we expect more layoffs?
The I've been talking with some analysts, and you know, they feel, I talked with Doug Thomas of Jeff Investment Research, and he said that he anticipates that we might see more layoffs. The company has said that they're committed to remaining in Pittsburgh. They have to keep their headquarters here as part of the acquisition deal. But when he stepped in as CEO of Burger King, you know, after reducing the headcount at corporate by about half, layoffs continued for months after that. One thing Heinz does have on its side is that it's in much better shape financially than Burger King was at the time. So it's not really an apples-to-apples comparison. You know, while Heinz has maybe seen some sales slow in the North American market, the European markets, you know, their previous CEO, William Johnson, really – He and his team spent the last decade really focused on innovation and built a really strong management team at all levels there. I don't know how these cuts have impacted that, but, you know, Heinz is set up well in a way that Burger King wasn't. So, you know, time will tell if we're going to see more cuts, and I'm sure – I mean, that's something that we're definitely continuing to look at every day.
But they are saying that Heinz is committed to the region, that they're not looking to move the corporate headquarters or the manufacturing operations out of Pittsburgh.
Well, we don't have any manufacturing operations in Pittsburgh. We have the corporate headquarters and we have an innovation center. Heinz said that they are committed to keeping the headquarters here in Pittsburgh. And it was part of the acquisition agreement.
Now, Heinz is set to sublease a portion of the Heinz 57 Center. What can you tell us about this?
That's pretty much all I can tell you about that, unfortunately. When I asked the company yesterday, that's what they said. They will be subleasing a portion of that. The employees that were located there and are still with the company will be moving to one PPG place.
Now, at the end of the day, I mean, people really, when it comes to Heinz, as much pride as Pittsburghers take in having the operation here, they nevertheless, you know, want to know about how, you know, am I still going to have my good old Heinz ketchup and you know, the relish and all of the things that Heinz is famous for producing? I mean, how does this affect the product coming to our table and the quality of that product?
Right. I don't think that this is going to have much of an impact on the product. I mean, I think that it's still going to be Heinz ketchup, and the way that it's set up, you know, the way that the company was left by William Johnson, you know, they've done a lot of innovative things. They, you know, have their dip and squeeze. They've been doing all of these things to
green ketchup.
Green ketchup. Well, we won't talk about green ketchup.
Okay.
We know that green ketchup
to the red myself
did not work. Yeah. But they've been doing a lot of things and really innovating. And so, you know, I think that's one of the reasons that they were a draw for an investment capital firm was that they were building a strong company, and you know, it's something that I'm sure that the new owners are going to continue in the future.
We're talking with Justine Coyne. She covers manufacturing and higher education for the Pittsburgh Business Times, and she has been following the developing story at Heinz since the company was purchased by Berkshire Hathaway and 3G Capital at the beginning of June for $28 billion, up through this week's announcement of hundreds of jobs being eliminated. As someone who covers manufacturing and business, it seems that always, and especially in this day and age, when companies consolidate or one company buys up another, that we see the elimination of jobs, we see downsizing, we see streamlining, all of these things. Why is that sort of the automatic playbook thing to go to right off the bat?
I think that, you know, whenever a company is acquired, and Heinz has said it themselves that they've been looking at every component of its operation. And I think that, unfortunately, when it comes to jobs, I think it's easier to pick out redundancies, and it's easier. Those are sort of the first cuts that you make because maybe they don't require as much long-term strategy to make an adaptation and make a change. So I think that that's a lot of the reason why layoffs are some of the first changes that you see implemented.
Do we ever see companies, you know, after a merger like this, do we ever see companies say, not only are we not going to lay anybody off, we're going to expand our workforce?
Right.
That
well,
never happens, does it?
Yeah, talking with analysts, you know, they were saying that, you know, obviously yesterday was a sad day for a lot of people in the city, but you know, this is sort of typical of what happens in an acquisition like this.
Easy for you to say. Actually, you've enlightened us on quite a bit of this with the backstory and the analysis. Justine Coyne covers manufacturing and higher education for the Pittsburgh Business Times. Justine, thanks so much for being here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Coming up, could the Commonwealth see the elimination of school property taxes? It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.